Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avram Kron. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's shiur is on Zevachim Daf Hey. In the beginning of the Daf, the Gemara brings the kasha that Reish Lakish posed on the Mishnah that says that by most karbonis, if they're shechted shaloi l'shma, they're ksherim elo shaloi alu l'bayil m'shem chayva. Interestingly, derech agav, the Gemara says, Rami Reish Lakish al mo'ohi bei midrasha o makshi. The Reish Lakish, as Rashi says, was shoychev al bitnoi, was laying down on his stomach in the base medrash, pun of klape karka, and he asked the kasha. Reb Tzadok HaKoyen in his Sefer Takonas HaShavin, page Nun Aleph, is ma'orer that this is not so pashit to do, because the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis and in Nida Daf Yud Dal Amid Aleph says that Reb Yeshua ben Levi was liet. He cursed some people who would lay down the Gani Aparkid, that would lay down Aparkid. And what is Aparkid? So Rashi in Brachas and Anid over there says, Shoichev al Gaboy Upanav Lamala, people that would lay down on their back Upanav Lamala. But Toisis over there in Nida Daf Yudalid says in the name of the Aruch that Aparkid means Panav Lamata. So according to Toisvis's pshat in the name of the Aruch, that means that it's aser for a person to lay down straight down with his panav lamata. And therefore, how could it be that Reish Lakish did this in the middle of the base medrash to ask his kasha? I saw in the Sefer Damesek Eliezer in Arachayim Simin Tof Ayin Beis Sivkatan Dalid on the Bir Hagra, that the Damesek Eliezer brings the different shitois about Goni Aparkid and says from Zvachim Daf Hei Amid Aleph it's a raya like the Pirish Rashi and not like the Pirish of the Aruch, because you see that Reish Lakish was Rami Al Mo'ohi and he lay down on Al Bitnoi, Shoichev Al Bitnoi, so you see that that's not Aser. But of course, according to the Aruch, you're going to have to answer the Kasha. He obviously held that it's not a raya from here that that is allowed. So how did the Aruch learn this Gemara? So Rav Tzadok HaKoyen over there in Takonas HaShavin says that you have to say that either Reish Lakish argues on Rabbi Shua ben Levi and holds that there is no such iser to be goni aparkid, to lay down with pun of lamata, or he was batuach bin nafshei shalayavi lidei hirer v'chimum. The iser is, after all, because a man will calmly dehir her from laying in that position, and therefore Reish Lakish knew he was batuach bin nafshei that he wasn't going to calmly dehir her. And we could add that he only did it lizman muat, for a little bit of time, and it was in the base medrash in front of everyone, so therefore you could say that there was no chshash hirer, and therefore Reish Lakish was allowed to ask the kasha, being shoychev abitnoi. But al kopanim, in the ikker kasha of Reish Lakish asked, what's the pshan in the din in the Mishnah that a carbon that's shechted shaloi lishma is ksherim ela shaloi olu lebalim shem chayva? If they are kasha, then they should be meratzeh. Vim ein meratzin lo mabayin. So from Rashi, it's mashma that the ikker kasha of Reish Lakish was menolon de kariv shaloi lishman. If we know that the carbon is not going to be alu labayil neshem chayva, it's not going to be miratzeh for the owner, so then menolon de kariv, how do we know that such a carbon is brought? Where do we find such a carbon that it's brought without bringing a ritzli to the owner? And that's Rabbi Lezer answers that we find by la'achar misa in the Mishnah in the end of the second parak in Kinim. It says that if a yeledes brought her carbon chatos and then died before she brings the oila, so yaviu yarshem oilasa, that oila is brought after the misa of the bala carbon of the yeledes. So we see that a carbon could be brought even if it's not being meratzeh for the owner. But according to Rashi, that was the ikar thrust of the kasha, that if ein meratzin, lama boin, why do they come? What is the purpose of such a carbon? The Shita Mekubetzis over here in Ois Aleph in the name of Rabbeinu Peretz says as well that the ikar kasha is im ein meratzin, lama boin. However, the Lashon of Rabbeinu Peretz is mashma that the Gemara is not just asking like Rashi, menolon de karev, how do we know that such a carbon is brought? The Gemara is asking that it should be pasul. If we have a drasha that teaches us that it's not miratzeh for the owner, so then it should be pasul. Similar to the Gemara's kasha on the bottom of Dalet Amid Beis, eima hecha deshachet luhu shaloi lishma lifsalu. And that's the mashmas of Toisvis on the bottom of Dalet Amid Beis as well, Dibur Hamaschel Ema, because Toisvis brings our kasha of Reish Lakish, and Toisvis paraphrases the kasha, de Ema de Lifsalu, let's say it should be Pasel, Kivan de Amrit Eloi Olu Labayil Mashem Chayva. And the Briskerov over here in the Chidushi Agrees proves that this is the Mahalach of Toisvis and Dibur Hamaschel Haga Motzinu, both from Toisvis' kasha and from Toisvis' teretz, that the kasha is that if something is not Meratzeh, if the carbon is not Meratzeh, so then it should be Pasel. Whereas according to Rashi, the Pashat, the Lashon of Rashi is Masha, not that the Gemara is asking that it should be possible, but just Menolan de Karev, how do we know such a concept that there's a dugma of a carbon that's brought without being meratzah for the owner? And that's what Rabbi Lezer answers, that you see from that Mishnah in Kinim, first of all, that it's possible not to be possible. It's possible that even if it's not meratzah for the owner, it's la'achamisa, still it's kosher. And also, in the Menolan de Karev, we see a dugma that such a carbon is brought. In the second din of that Mishnah, that it says if she brings her oila, umesa, and she dies, lo yaviu yarshim chatosa, Rashi explains why the yarshim not bring the carbon chatos, the havali chatos shemesu ba'aleha, the hilchasa gemirila de la misa azla. Rashi is referring to the Gemara in Hayrius davava midbeis, and in Tmura davtez zayin amid aleph, that says that there's a halacha lamesha misinai of chomesh chatois mesois, five cases of a carbon chatos that the carbon is left to die. The five chatois mesois are vlad chatos, tmuras chatos, chatos shemesu ba'aleha, chatos sheniskapru ba'aleha, and chatos sha'avra shnasa. The Tosis Yontif in Tmura, Perek Dalid Mishnah Aleph, brings in the name of the psikta in Parshas Vayikra, that brings a simon to remember these five chatois mesois, and the word is visimna, as in the pasuk in Parshas Vayishlach, visimna hoisa pilegesh, that she was a pilegesh of Eliphaz. So the visimna, the vav of visimna stands for vlad, that's Vlad Chatos. The Sof stands for Tmura, Tmuras Chatos. The Mem stands for Mesu, that's Mesu Balea. The Nun stands for Niskapru, Niskapru Balea. And the Ayin is Avra Shnasa. And this Simen is brought down by the Ritva in Yuma Daf Nun Amid Aleph and in Shvuas Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis as well. Al Kopanim, those are the five Chatois Mesais. And one of them is Mesu Balea. So here it's Mesu Balea. She died, the Yerled has died. And therefore, Lo Yaviu Yarshim Chatosa. In the din of Chatois Mesois, we find a chiddush of the Mefarish in the place of Rashi in Nazir Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis. It's not so clear in the Achroinim if the Mefarish on Nazir is Rashi. The Chavis Yoyer in Chuvas in Simen Yud Aleph says that the Mefarish in Nazir is not Rashi, but Al Kopanim the Mefarish in Nazir Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis and again on Daf Chof Beis Amid Aleph says he is said that in the Chatos, the din of Chatois Mesois, the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of Chatois Mesois, that's only by a Chatos Behem. Not a chatas ha'oif. In a case where a person was bringing a chatas ha'oif and then mesu ba'aleha or niskapru ba'aleha, other cases of the chatois mesois, so there is no gzeris hakosov, there is no halacha l'moshe misinai of chatois ha'mesois by chatas ha'oif. The Shara Melech and Hilchas Psulei HaMuktashim Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph is Ma'ayre V'din Zehu Chiddush Gadol Be'enai. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that it's not by a Chata Sa'oif. The Pashas, the din of Chatois Mesois, is even by Chata Sa'oif. But that's the Chiddush of the Mefarish in Nazir, that there is no Chatois Mesois by Chata Sa'oif. The Mikdash David in Simen Yotes, Ois Ches, brings a Raya from this Mishnah, according to the Pirish of Rashi by us, that even by Chatas Ha'oif, there's a din of Chatas Ha'meseis. Because the Chatas Yoledes, after all, is a Chatas Ha'oif. And it says here in the Mishnah, that if she brings her oila and she dies, lo yaviu yarshim chatosa, and Rashi says, why not? Because of the Halacha Moshe Misina of Chatois Meseis. So we see from Rashi over here, and that's the Pashup Shad in this Mishnah in Kinim, that even by a Chatas Ha'oif, there still is a din of Chatois Meseis. So the Mikdash David says, that nira de kan chaza Rashi mimasha kosav benazir the leka hilchas arak bebehema. Over here, Rashi is chayzer from what he said in Nazir. If we say what we said earlier, that like the Chavaz Yara, that Rashi and Nazir, the Mefarish and Nazir is not really Rashi, so then it's not a chazara, it's a machloikis between these rishainim. But al kapanim, according to the Pirish Rashi over here in Zvachim Dafei Amid Aleph, is an open mocker that the din of chatois mesois, that halacha l'meshi misinai, applies to chatos ha'oif as well. According to the Mefarish in Nazir, we need a new pshat in this Mishnah in Kinim. The Mishnah says that if she brings her oila and dies, lo yaviu yarshim chatasa, that can't be because of the halacha l'moshe misinai of chatois mesois, because we're talking about a chatas ha'oif, and there is no halacha l'moshe misinai of mesois by chatas ha'oif. So the emes is that the shita mekubetzes in menachas, tav dalet amid beiz, ois chafches, brings that chiddush of the Mefarish in the name of Rabbeinu Yechiel bar Rabbi Yosef. The loy amrin on chamesh chatois meisois ela bebehema avo be'oif loy. And there in the Shita Mekubetzes, he asks the kasha from this Mishnah, that this Mishnah in Kinim says loy aviu yarshim chatosa. L'chayre, that means that you see by chatos ha'oif that we're saying the klal of chatois meisois. So the Shita says there in answer that you're going to have to say, according to that pirish of Rabbeinu Yechiel bar Rabbi Yosef, that a chatos yeledes is different. That since the chatos yeledes is in the geder of a machshir, and that has to do with the sugya there in Menachos that we're not going to get into now, but ayin sham in Menachos, daf dalar amibayz, and daf hey amid halaf, but since the chatos yeledes is a geder of a machshir, therefore, even though it's a chatos ha'oif, but it's not brought la'achar misa. Any carbon that's together a machshir and not a machaper, so that is not brought la'achar misa, even if it's a chatos ha'oif, al kopanim, the teretz that shita mekubetza says, for Rabbeinu Yechiel Rabbi Yosef, we'll have to say l'chayra for the mefarish as well. But that's all agabi pshat in the etz mishnah. Rashi Bayos does tushtel the ikar halacha l'maisha misinai of chatos meisais, so in shitas Rashi, it would be clear like the Mikdash David says, that even by chatos ha'oif, we have the halacha l'maish misinai of the chomish chatois meisois. In the Cheshbon HaGemara, when the Gemara wants to learn out that an osham that is shechted shaloi l'shma, that the din is kosher ve'ena miratze, it's not oila l'bayil m'shem chayva, the Gemara wants to learn it out from oila, the Gemara says that there's a pircha mala oila shekein kalil, and maybe that's why it's ena miratze. And the Gemara answers, shlamim yechichu, and the Gemara says you can't learn out from shlamim itself either, because you could ask a pircha shekein to unim nisachim, utnufas chazav v'shaik, as opposed to asham. And on that the Gemara says, oila toichiach. So we want to learn out from a tzad hashave of oila and shlamim, that just like it's ene miratze, the same thing, a carbon asham that's brought shaloi lishma, is also loy alu labailim l'shem chayva. And that the Gemara says that even on the Tzad HaShava we could ask that an oila and shlamim are yeshnam b'tzibur, ma'ashenkin and asham does not have a carbon tzibur. And the Gemara says on that, toida toichiach. But when the Gemara says oila toichiach, on the pircha that we asked on shlamim, that shlamim is tu'unin nesachim and tenufas chazav v'shoik, the Gemara says oila toichiach because oila does not have nesachim and tenufas chazav v'shoik. So Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyan HaShas asks that l'chayra we find that an oila does have nesachim. A regular carbon oilas behema, there is a din to bring nesachim. So how could the Gemara say oila toichiach? Elamai, you're going to say that the Gemara means that there's a certain type of oila that does not require nesachim, and that is an oila sa'oif. A bird oila does not require nesachim. But if that's the case, when the Gemara says that you could ask a pircha on oila and shlamim, on that tzad hashava, shekein yeshnon b'tzibur, then that doesn't make sense, because if we're talking about an oila sa'oif doesn't come b'tzibur. As we mentioned in the previous shir from the Ramban, in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Beis, in the name of the Teres Kayanim, that an oila sa'oif can be ba'a b'shutfis, but it can't be ba'a b'tzibur. So if we're talking about an oila sa'oif, you can't ask the pircha on the tzad hashava that it's ba'a b'tzibur. Shekein yeshnan b'tzibur. Elamai, we're talking about an oilas behema. So if we're talking about an oilas behema, how do you have oila toichiach? L'chayra, an oilas behema requires nesachim as well. And if you're going to say that we're talking about an oilas ha'oif, but the pircha of yeshnan b'tzibur is the shame oila isa b'tzibur, that there exists a type of oila that is isa b'tzibur, and that is an oilas behema, so the same thing when the Gemara says oila toichiach, that shouldn't be a good yoichiach, because the shame oila t'una nesachim. There is a type of oila that requires nesachim. So maybe dafka, a shlamim and an oila, which there exists a type that is tuna nesachim, there it's ena meratze, masha enkein by asham. This is the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he leaves it b'tzarechin. The Ar Sameach in Hilchas Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, suggests to Teretz that really we're talking about an oila sa'if. And that's why the Gemara assumes that an oila is not to una nesachim, because the oila sa'oif is not to una nesachim. I, the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that if it's an oila sa'oif, so it's mefurish in the Toyas Koyanim, that you can't bring an oila sa'oif b'tzibur, and here the Gemara says that on the shlamim and the oila, and if we're referring now to oila sa'oif, it would mean shlamim and oila sa'oif is yeshnon b'tzibur, zokta ar sameach, that the Rambam says in Hilchas Chagiga over there, in the beginning of Hilchas Chagiga, that an oilas re'iya is ba'a min ha'oif. The carbon oilas re'iya that they brought in the Beis HaMikdash when they came by the Shalosh Regalim and made a re'iyas pnim ba'azara, so that carbon, the Rambam says, could come in ha'oif. And even though that's not a real carbon sibur, that's a carbon that each individual brings, but it is brought bikinufyo, which is brought in front of all of Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara in Yuma Daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph says a svara, legabi carbon Pesach, and legabi shalmei chagiga, that since it's ba bikinufyo, it has a certain qualifications of a carbon sibur. And therefore, maybe that's what it means when it says that it's yeshna bitzibur. It means the oilas oif It's possible to have a din of a carbon oilas ha'oif petzibur, specifically referring to the oilas re'iyah. That is a chiddush that the Ar Sameach wants to say pshat in our Gemara based on the Rambam. However, the Rashash over here says a beautiful pshat to answer B'kiva Eger's kasha, and he says that l'chayra, the pircha that the Gemara says, malishlamim shekein tu'una nesachim, is a very shver pircha, because we find that there's an asham that also requires nesachim. The asham mitzayra, the din is by the asham of a mitzayra, that requires nesachim. So what's the Gemara's kasha that shlamim is tu'una nesachim as opposed to asham? And asham also needs, an asham mitzayra needs nesachim. So it must be, says the Rashash, that the pshat in the pircha is, the bishlamim kol hamin ta'un nesachim. All shlamims require nesachim. Mashenkin by asham, the ain't kol hamin ta'un nesachim. Not all ashams require nesachim. Granted, an asham mitzayra needs nesachim, but other ashamis do not require nesachim. So on that kasha, the Gemara has a good yechiach, and the Gemara says, oila teichiach, because loy kol hamin ta'on nesachim. Not all oilas require nesachim. True, there is an oilas behema that needs nesachim, but there's an oilas ha'oif that does not require nesachim. So that's why the Gemara says, oila teichiach, because the pircha was that all shlamims require nesachim as opposed to asham. And that we say, oila teichiach, because not all oilas require nesachim. Masha Enkein, when the Gemara now learns from the Tzad HaShava of Oila and Shlamim, and then the Gemara asks Shekein Yeshnam B'tzibur, on that you could explain that the Gemara's pircha is Diyesh Mehen Al Kopanim Sheba'en B'tzibur, that there are those that come B'tzibur. Shlamims can come B'tzibur, and Oila can come B'tzibur, in which case, in Oilas Behema. Enechanami, in Oilas Ha'oif does not come B'tzibur, but there exists a type of Oila that comes B'tzibur, and that is Oilas Behema. Masha Enkein, by an Asham, we don't find any type of Asham. Even Asham Mitzayra, any type of Asham, we don't find that it's Ba'a B'tzibur. So that's why the Kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger is not Shver. It's not that we're talking in this Gemara about an Oilas Behema or Oilas Ha'oiv specifically. It depends Lagabe which discussion. Lagabe the original Pircha on Shlamim, Shekein Tunin Nesachim, which means all Shlamims need Nesachim, on that an Oila Kabimai Chiach, because an Oilas Ha'oiv does not need Nesachim. But Lagabe the Pircha of the Gemara, Shekein Yeshnan B'tzibur, that could be explained the Yeshmehen, that some of them come B'tzibur, and therefore Oilas Behema satisfies that qualification that it's Oilas Behema is Ba B'tzibur, therefore could be called Yeshna B'tzibur as opposed to Asham, which no Ashamis come B'tzibur. The Iker Pshat of the Rashash you could find in the Shita Mekubetzis over here in Ois Hei in the name of the Toisvis Tuch. He says a drop of a different Knech, Ayin Sham, but the Iker Mahalach is there in the Shita Mekubetzis. L'chol adrachim, it comes out from this Gemara though, that the Gemara says that a carbon asham does not come b'tzibur. The Gemara asked the pircha from oila and shlamim, from that tzad hashava, that it's yeshnon b'tzibur, as opposed to asham. And on that the Gemara says, toida teichiach, that a toida doesn't come b'tzibur, and still there's a din that it's ein emiratze. But it's clear from the Gemara's cheshmen that an asham is loy ba'a b'tzibur. And it's be'emes emafurish a Gemara later on as well on daf yud gimel. And a Gemara in Tmura daf yud dalid. That the Gemara says that asham is isa b'yachid avaloy b'tzibur. It's possible to bring an asham as a carbon yachid, but never do we find an asham as a carbon tzibur. And from here is l'chayra ashtarka ha'ara on Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Parshas Tzav. Perek Zayin Pasuk Beis, on the Pasuk of Yishchatu Asa Asham, Rashi says, why does it say Yishchatu Lashon Rabim? Lefisha Matzinu Asham B'tzibur. Since we find that an Asham could be brought B'tzibur, therefore Nemar Yishchatu Rabim. It says the Lashon of Yishchatu, B'Lashon Rabim. And that's a Tamiya because Rashi is saying that an Asham is possible to bring a carbon Asham B'tzibur. And here our Gemara says clearly that Yeshnon B'tzibur is a Pircha when you want to learn out Asham from Oila and Shlamim. And those other Gemaras that we mentioned as well, Saisu, in some of the old Defusim, that piece of the Rashi is taken out. Kinir, it's a Toa Sofer in that Pirish Rashi and Chumash, because Rashi would never say that an Asham is Ba B'tzibur if our Gemara and the Gemaras in other places say that an Asham is Loi Ba B'tzibur. On the Pircha of the Gemara, that Oila and Shlamim is Yashnon B'tzibur, the Gemara answers Toida Toichiach, that a Toida, there is no Toida B'tzibur, and even so, if it's brought Shaloi Lishma, it's Loi Alu Labailim L'Shem Chayva. Toisvis on the bottom of Amir Aleph, Dibur HaMaschil Toida, is Ma'oira, that we do find an Oila as a Nidvas Sibur, Shemekaitzin Bohen as HaMizbeach. and it's unclear from Tosis what Tosis's kasha exactly is, but in the Achroinim, in the Oila Shloima over here, and the Pirish in the back of the Gemara called Maleches Yontif, they explain that Tosis is asking that just like we find the concept of a Nidvas Tzibur, that's a carbon Oila, Hu Adin, a Tzibur should be able to be Misnadev, a carbon Toida. So why does the Gemara assume that there's no such carbon called a Toida by a Tzibur? And on that, Tosfos answers that the Torah's Kayanim brings a pasuk that's memayit, that a toida and a shlamim cannot come benidvas tzibur. The shlamim that the Gemara says you have betzibur, that's the kivsei atzeres, that's a chayva. But it's not possible to bring a shlamim as a nidvas tzibur, and it's not possible to bring a toida as well, and that's the pshan in the Gemara when the Gemara says toida toichiach, because it's not possible to bring a carbon toida as a carbon tzibur. In the Lashon HaTosfos, Tosfos says that we find an oila that comes betzibur shemekaitzin bohenes hamizbeach. That musig is referring to what we call the karbonis lekaitz hamizbeach, and that is when the carbon, when the mizbeach is not being used for any of the karbonis chayva, and nobody is being misnadev a carbon. So in order not to let the mizbeach lay empty, so we bring karbonis from the Trumas HaLishka, from the fund of the Trumas HaLishka, and these are Oilois Nidvas Tzibur L'kayetz HaMizbeach. Rashi in Sukkah Dav Nun Vav Amar Aleph explains that Lashon, Ka'adam Ha'oichel Te'enim B'kinuach Suda. Kayetz means like Te'enim, dried figs, and just like we have a dessert after the main course, we have dried figs, so the same thing after the main course of the Karbanos that's brought on the Mizbeach, when there's a free time afterwards and the Mizbeach is not being used, so then we bring as a dessert, we bring these karbonis lakayetz hamizbeach. The makar of Rashi is the Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph, that the Gemara says, Mahein mevien min ha-moisreis, what do they bring from the moiser of the Trumas HaLishka? Kayetz kibnois shuach lemizbeach. Kayetz, like benois shuach, which Rashi explains over there that those are types of desserts that are brought, mine mesika, dried figs, and therefore, that's what Tosfos is referring to on the, when Tosfos says that the oilas nidvas tzibur es shemekaitzin bohen es hamizbeach. But it's mashma from the Lashon HaTosfos that the whole concept of an oilas nidvas tzibur, this that you find a nedava of the tzibur in the form of a carbon oila, is shemekaitzin bohen es hamizbeach. But if the tzibur would get together, everyone in the tzibur of Klal Yisrael would get together and decide for whatever reason to be misnadev a carbon oila, then that would not be a carbon tzibur. That would not be a carbon tzibur of an oilas nidvas tzibur. The only way Tosfos finds a case of oilas nidvas tzibur is shemekaitzin bohen es hamizbeach. And this really is a big machlokes rishonim in Rashi and the Ramban ala Torah in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. Rashi in the beginning of Vayikra, Perek Aleph Pasuk Beis, brings the Torah's kayanim that says, Lagabi oilas nedava, korbanchem, melamed shehibo nidvas tzibur. That we find that an oila can come benidvas tzibur. So Rashi says, "He oilas kayetz hamizbeach haba min ha-moisreis." This is the aforementioned oila that's brought lekayetz hamizbeach that comes from the moiser trumas halishka. The Ramban is medayik over there bekavonas Rashi that Rashi holds that if a tzibur gets together and is misnadev to bring a carbon oila, a carbon nidva, a carbon nedava of an oila from the tzibur, that does not have the status as a carbon tzibur. Only when something is brought from the moiser of the Trumas HaLishka from that fund, then it's leiv bezdin masna aleihem, that if the money is going to be left over and you could bring from it oilas nidvas tzibur, that's going to be considered the nedava of the tzibur. Lafichachi oilas tzibur. That's why it has the status of a nidvas tzibur. But if everyone in Klal Yisrael would get together and decide we want to bring a nedava, Zokter Ramban Rashi holds that that is considered an oilas shutfin, not an oilas tzibur. Ma bein shnayim ha-mishtatfin bekarbin, ubein asara ve'elef shenishtatfu bo. It doesn't make a difference if it's two partners or 10 partners or thousands of partners. That's all called a carbon of partners. Only lekayetz hamizbeach from the moiser trumas halishka has a status of oilas nidvas tzibur. And says the Ramban, there are common afkaminas, as we've mentioned in the previous shiurim. For example, the tzibur can bring an oilas ha'oif. because says the Ramban, according to this Rashi, when the tzibur is gathering together and making an adava, it doesn't have the din of a carbon tzibur. We know it, oilas o'if does not come but tzibur. But this is not a carbon tzibur, this is called a carbon of shutfin, and therefore they could even be misnadev to bring an oif. And the same thing, they could be misnadev to bring a shlamim, even though we just learned at Torah's Kayanim that there is no such din as a shalmi nadava of a tzibur, but this is not called a tzibur, this is called many thousands of shutfin. And Zokter Ramban, according to Rashi, that is not considered an oilas nidvas tzibur. The only oilas nidvas tzibur is shemekaitzim b'henes hamizbeach, and that's what's meduyik from Taisis over here as well, when Taisis says that we ashkechon, we find an oilo sheba nidvas tzibur, and Taisis doesn't say because the tzibur can be misnadev a carbon oilo. No, he says shemekaitzim b'henes hamizbeach, which is mashma like the shita of Rashi and Chumash. But the Ramban over there suggests that maybe we'll argue on Rashi. Ve'efsher shenoimar, maybe we'll say she'im rotzu tzibur lahafish b'tchila l'nedava, if the tzibur gets together and they want to be mafish and adava, maybe that will have the status of a nidvas tzibur. Zokter Ramban, even if it's not kayetz hamizbeach, even if it's a regular nedava that the tzibur decides to bring, that can have the status of a nidvas tzibur. And the Ramban adds, it would have to be sheyisnadvu boi roiv Yisrael, that most of Klal Yisrael decide to do this. It doesn't have to be every last yid, but it has to be most. If it's only a miut, a minority of Klal Yisrael, that's not going to be called a nidvas tzibur. But if most of Klal Yisrael is misnadev, and l'chayra what he means is with the klal of rubai kakuloi, that most of Klal Yisrael, that's considered already the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, therefore that is considered a nidvas tzibur. So it comes out that even though we know, as it says in our Gemara, that an oila has there's a din of an oilas tzibur, an oilas behema could be an oilas nidvas tzibur, that is a machlokes rishonim, whether a tzibur can actually be misnadev a carbon oila, and it will have a status as a carbon tzibur. The Ramban says ve'efsher shenoimar, and the Ramban at the end of the piece says v'hu ha'ikar, that he's machria like that, that that would be considered a carbon tzibur as well. But he says b'das Rashi, the way it's meduyik from Taisis, that in such a case that would still have the status of a carbon of shutfin, not a carbon tzibur. And the only time we have an oilas nidvas tzibur is by the kayetz hamizbeach. The Rif in Brachas on Daf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph, it's Daf Yud Gimel and the Daf Yarif, says that a tzibur can't be mispalel a tfilas nadava. The whole concept of a tfilas nadava is only by a yachid, not by a whole minyan, not by a tzibur. The kaimel on the tfilah is keneged tmidim tiknum, because we hold like the Shita in Brachas Daf Chavav Amid Beis, that tfilahs were misakin keneged the tmidim, ukeshem she'ein hatzibur mevi oilas nadava, kach ein hatzibur mispalel tfilas nadava. Just like there is no din of an oilas nadava in a tzibur, there also is no din of a tfilas nadava, which is keneged the karbanos. There can't be a tfilas nadava b'tzibur. The Baal Amor over there on the Rif is matmiya. What does the Rif mean that there is no such thing as a tzibur bringing a karban oila? The whole Gemara, many places, says that there's a concept of oilas nidvas tzibur. Says the Baal Amor, kol ha-talmud mole mizeh. The entire Shas is full of a concept of oilas nidvas tzibur, kidamrinon moisreis lenidvas tzibur azli. Like the Gemara in Menachos Taf Kuf Dalid and other places says that the moiser trumas halishka is brought for nidvas tzibur, and that's the oilas nidvas tzibur. So frak the Baal Amor, what does the Rif mean when the Rif says that the tzibur can't bring a carbon oila as a nedava? And therefore there is no such din as tfilas nadava in the tzibur. The Gemara says in many places that there is such a thing as a nidvas tzibur that's brought in the form of a carbon oila. So the Melchamos, the Ramban and Melchamos over there in Brachas, says that the pshat in the Rif is like Rashi and Chumash. That the Rif means that it's not possible for a tzibur to come mitchila and be misnadev a carbon oila, and that would have a status of a carbon tzibur. No, that would not have a status of a carbon tzibur. That's a regular carbon of shutfin. Of course, we find the concept of an oilas nidvas tzibur l'kayetz hamizbeach, but that's not something that comes as a donation from the tzibur, that mitchila the tzibur decides that we want to be misnadev a carbon oilas nidvas tzibur. That's not on the moisrus says l'kayetz hamizbeach, so the mizbeach shouldn't lay empty, so we bring a dessert and we say l'kayetz hamizbeach, that is an oilas nidvas tzibur. But when you want to make a tfilas nadova, that means the tzibur wants to come and be misnadev voluntarily to daven, and that has to be keneged a carbon. There is no such carbon tzibur as a tzibur coming and being misnadev a carbon oila based on the Rashi and Chumash. Rabbi Shiela Kutna in his Sefer Yeshua Ismalkoi, in his Hagois on the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Tfila, is ma'ir that it's a stira in the Ramban, because we just said the Ramban ala Torah argues on the Rashi, and the Ramban says that it is possible for a tzibur to be misnadev a carbon oilas nidvas tzibur, and here the Ramban is saying b'das harif that the Rif holds that a tzibur can't make a tefilas nadava because they can't bring a carbon nadava based on the Rashi and the Chumash. But al derech hapshat, it's not so shver because the Ramban was mesupik about it al ha-Torah, and the Ramban said ve'efshen shenoimar, maybe we'll say not like Rashi. V'hu ha-ikar, his achra is talking not like Rashi, but it's not so shver if the Ramban wants to say that the Rif holds like Rashi and Chumash, that a tzibur that comes in is misnadev a carbon, that does not have a status of an oilas nidvas tzibur, that is a status of a carbon of shutfin. Memela, the Rif says, when a group has the status of a minion, the status of a tzibur, there is no such concept as a tfilas nadova, since there is no concept as an oilas nidvas tzibur. The Rambam, in Hilchas Tfilah, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, paskins as well, like the Rif, Ein Hatzibur Mispalin Tfilas Nadova, Lefisha Ein Hatzibur Mevin Karben Nadova, because a Tzibur can't bring a Karben Nadova, and the Kesef Mishnah over there in Hilchas Tfilah brings in the name of Rabbeinu Manayach, that even though it's possible for the Tzibur to have an Oilas Nadova, Zokted Rabbeinu Manayach, Tirgama Amoiser Lishka, that Torah's Koyanim that says that it's possible to have an oilas nidvas tzibur is talking about the moisus of the lishka. Aval lechatchila ein mevi in shkolim shetehei kavanosam lo oilas nadava. Lechatchila, the tzibur cannot come and bring an oilas nadava. So the same way the Melchamoy says pshat in the Rif is based on Rashi and Chumash, Rabbeinu Manoyach says that as pshat in the Rambam as well. And it's interesting, in the Chidushei HaGram HaLevi, which is the Chidushim of Rab Moshe Saloveitchik Zatzal, in Hilchas Tefillah over there, he's medayik, the Lashon HaRambam is taka mashma like this. Because the Rambam doesn't say, she'ain karben sibur ba b'nedava, that there's no such thing as a karben sibur, an oilas sibur that comes b'nedava. The Lashon of the Rambam is, lefi she'ain hat sibur mevi'in karben nedava, that sibur can't bring a karben nedava. Meaning, avada, there is a musig as a karben nedava that's an oilas nidvas sibur. That's the Kayetz HaMizbeach. But ain hat sibur Mevi and carbon adava, tzibur can't decide on their own to bring a carbon adava, and if that's the case, they can't decide on their own to daven a tfilas nadava as well. I'll just add one interesting yedia, and that is from the Gemara in Erchin, Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara declares there, if the oilas nidvas tzibur requires shira as well, do the Levim sing shira at the time of an oilas nidvas tzibur? And the Maskanas HaGemara is that it does not require shira. What's called an oilas nidvas tzibur? So Rashi over there in Erchin, Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, says, kegoyin kayetz hamizbeach habamen ha-shoifreis. So Rashi Lishitasoi says that that's what an oilas nidvas tzibur is, that it's the kayetz hamizbeach. But Rabbeinu Gershoim in Erchin says, what's an oilas nidvas tzibur? Shenase lohim neis, that a neis happened to the tzibur. V'nisnad v'lohavi oila. And they therefore, out of the goodness of their heart, were misnadev to bring a carbon oila. It's mavur that Rabbeinu Gershom holds like the Ramban ala Torah, that it's possible for a tzibur to decide because of a nace that happened to them, or because of any situation that they're in, that they want to bring an adava, and that will have a status of an oilas nidvas tzibur. The Rambam in Hilchas Kli HaMikdosh, Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, clearly learns like Rashi in Erchin, and not like Rabbeinu Gershom. Because the Rambam, when he brings down this halacha that an oilas nadava does not require shira, he says, "Aval oilas nadava shemakriven hatzibur lekayetz hamizbeach, that the tzibur brings lekayetz hamizbeach ein oimim aleim shira." And it works out nicely, the Rambam l'shitasa, because we just said the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah says that a tzibur cannot daven a tefilas nadava. Rabbeinu Manoach explained, just like the Melchamos explained, b'das harif, that a tzibur cannot go and be misnadev a carbon oilas nidvas tzibur on their own. Only as a kayetz hamizbeach, that has a status of an oilas nidvas tzibur. But they can't go and bring on their own an oilas nidvas tzibur. And that's why they can't daven a tefilas nadava, according to the Rambam. Namela, the Rambam l'shitasa, when the Rambam sees a gemara Erchin that talks about an oilas nidvas tzibur, the Rambam has to explain like Rashi that that's talking about shemakriven hatzibur lekayetz hamizbeach. But Rabbeinu Gershom learns like the Ramban ala Torah that is machria that a tzibur can bring a carbon as an oilas nadava, and that will have a status of a carbon tzibur. So even though it does say in this Gemara that an oilah is a type of carbon that is ba'a b'tzibur, we actually have a machlokes rishonim whether a tzibur could be misnadev a carbon oilah and will have a status of an oilas nidvas tzibur. The Ramban ala Torah and Rabbeinu Gershom say that they could, but the Rambam and the Rif and Rashi, and as it's Meduyik here in Tosfos as well, hold that the whole concept of Oilas Nidvas Tzibur is from the Moiser Trumas Halishka, and we bring that carbon, Lekayetz HaMizbeach, that has the status of a carbon Tzibur, but when a regular Tzibur is Misnadev to bring a carbon, that has the status of a carbon Shutfin, and not the status of a carbon Tzibur. The Gemara on Amud Beis says that even though the Pasuk Chatos Hu teaches us that a Chatos that's brought Shaloi Lishma is Pasul, the Pasuk that it says by Asham in Parashas Tzav, Asham Hu, does not teach us that a Hakrava of Asham Shaloi Lishma is Pasul. And that's because the Pasuk is written by the Haktara Seymurim, V'hiktir Oysam HaKoyen HaMizbecha, Isha Lashem, Asham Hu, and the Haktara Seymurim itself is not Ma'akev. Osham loy nemar boy hu elola achar haktaras emurim. And hu atzmoy shaloy hukturo emur of kosher. Even if you do not do the haktaras emurim bichlal, it's kosher. So obviously the word osham hu written in that pasuk is not teaching us a psul of shaloy lishma. Because if the haktaras emurim itself is not ma'akev, surely if someone does the haktaras emurim shaloy lishma, that's not gonna passel the carbon. What exactly is this svara of the Gemara? Hu atzmoy shaloy hukturo emur of kosher? So Reb Chaim Oizer in the Achiezer, Chela Gimel Simen Nun Aleph, Oiz Dalet, explains it based on the Gemara later on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara there brings a brisa on the name of Reb Eliezer, that when a person eats the basar of a carbon on the Yom HaShlishi, on the third day, it's impossible to say that the Hakravas HaKarbon retroactively became possible. Once it already became kosher, so it can't be undone, it can't be possible. If it was kosher at the time of the Avodah, by eating the meat on the third day, that can't make the carbon possible in Mafreya. And if that's the case, so there's a svara that once something is kosher, it can't become pasul. That's what's happening over here as well. Over here, you did the avoidas adam, and the carbon was kosher with the zrika. Now comes the haktara seimurim afterwards. So if you do the haktara seimurim shaloi lishmoi, you can't pasul the carbon lamafreya. It was already hukshir by the zrika. And therefore, just like Rebbe Leza says, the svara of me'achish o hukshir lo yachzer vi pasul, that would be the svara of the Gemara as well, that haktara seimurim shaloi lishma is not going to passel the hakravas hakarbon lemafreya. Rabbi Chaim Oizer is ma'ir though that if you look in that brisa, Rabbi Akiva argues on the brisa. Rabbi Akiva argues on Rabbi Lezer and is doicha the svara of Rabbi Lezer. So it's a little hard to say that our stammer de Gemara is just assuming like the svara of Rabbi Lezer if in that same brisa Rabbi Akiva is matcha the svara of Rabbi Lezer. However, as we'll see later on, Rashi on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis is mashma based on the shita mekubetzis there in Oizayin and Oizches Ayin Sham that the svara of Rabbi Lezer remains lamaskana as well. That even after Rebbe Kiva's rebuttal, still we paskin lamaisa that the svar of Rebbe Lezer is kayim, and Toisus on Daf Lamid Tesamid Beis Dibur Amaschel V'Chiper is mavur this way as well. Toisus says that it's pashut that Haktara Seimurim itself is not ma'akev the hechsher of the carbon, because me'acha shehuchsher shuvin iafsher lachzer v'li pasul. Toisus brings that svar of Rebbe Lezer in the Brais on Daf Chavtes. So we see from Rashi and Toisus later on that the svar of Rebbe Lezer is the one that stands lamaskana that after something is kosher, can't retroactively become puzzle. Memela, that could be the svara here in this Gemara as well, like Reb Chaim Oizer says, that it's not going to become puzzle if someone does the Haktaras Emurim Shaloi Lishman, because the Haktaras Emurim itself wasn't necessary. It was already kosher from the time of the Zrikas Hadam. However, even though Reb Chaim Oizer explains the Gemara based on the svara of Rebbe Lezer later on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, it seems that there's another mahalach in understanding the svara of this Gemara as well. Not bedafka because it's an issue of time, that it was already kosher and something that was already kosher, the Hakravas HaKarbon was already kosher, it can't become pasul afterwards. It's because the Haktaras Emurim is not ma'akev, and there's a svara that if something is not ma'akev, so if you do it in a bad way, you do the Haktaras Emurim Shaloi Lishma, that can't be worse than not doing it at all. And memela, it's not going to pass the Hakravas HaKarbon. But not stressing the Nakuda that the carbon was already kosher. Even if chronologically the carbon wasn't already kosher, that's not the Nakuda of the Svar of the Gemara. That's the Svar of Rebbe Lezer later on. Me'acha she'uchsher, shuv eina yochel lachzer v'li pasul. It can't become pasul after it was already kosher. But here, even without the Svar of the fact that it was already kosher, but the etzem zach that Haktaras Emurim is not ma'akev, that would indicate that if you do Haktaras Emurim shaloi lishma, that's not going to passel. We have a similar svara in Tosfos and Saita, Dav Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaschel v'Reb Yehuda, that Tosfos says that when you're doing chalitza, you can't say that the Kriyas Parshas Chalitza is not ma'akev. Even if you don't read the parsha, it's not ma'akev. But if you read it B'Lashon Chol, then it's passel. So Taisus, it can't be. To whose svara tamua? It's tamua to say that. She'im loy kara klal, einay ma'akev. V'im kara b'loshen choyl ma'akev. In other words, something that its whole existence is not ma'akev, you can't say if you do it in a bad way, then it messes it up. It can't be worse than not doing it at all. You have a similar svara in Taisus and Kedushin, Dav Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. Taisus says that it's pashut, that a carbon does not become pasul through the smicha of women, the smicha of nashim. Because since smicha b'chlal is not ma'akev, the hechsher carbon, it's impossible to say that the smicha of nashim is going to be worse. At worst, it could be like it wasn't a smicha at all. But therefore, the smichas nashim is not going to pass the carbon. So based on that, we could say that that's the svara of this gemara as well. If haktaras emurim is omitted totally, that's not going to be ma'akiv the hechsher carbon. So haktaras emurim shaloi lishma is not going to be any worse than that. The nafkamina would be if there is a mitzius of haktaras emurim before the zrika. Sometimes you could have Akhtara Seymurim before the Zrika Sadam, the Ar Sameach, in the Hoysophis at the end of Sefer Zmanim. It's Hoysophis that the Ar Sameach wrote to Hilchas Psulei HaMuktashim, Perek Beis Halacha Chavav. Ar Sameach is Mechadish that it's possible to have a din of Akhtara before the Zrika Sadam. The Gemara on Daf Pei Hei Amid Beis already says that if you're makter the emurim before the zrika sadam im olu lo yerdu, if it goes up on the mizbeach, don't bring it down. But it's clear from the Ar Sameach that that's not just tama halacha, that once it's up, don't bring it down. Rather, that could be a haktara ma'aliyasa of the carbon. It's a kiyum of the din of haktara of the carbon, and sometimes you could be makayim the haktara seimurim even before the zrika. So such a haktara seimurim that's done before the zrika, if it's done shaloi lishma, can that passel the carbon? According to Reb Chaim Oiz's way to learn the Gemara, such a haktara seimurim shaloi lishma could passel the carbon. Because the whole reason that it can't is me'acha shehuchsher. It was already kasha with the zrika. But here, this haktara seimurim was done before the zrika. So then you don't have that svara of me'acha shehuchsher. However, according to the second svara that we're learning based on these other taisvasin that say a svara that if something is not ma'akev, bechlal, so then if you do it in an inferior way, it's not going to be worse than not doing it at all, then even a haktara that comes before the zrika, you're still going to have the same svara that a haktara shaloi lishma should not pasal, and that would be the svara of the Gemara of who atzmai shaloi hukteru emurim is kasher. There's a raya from the Or Zeruah in the Tshuvas, at the end of Simen Tov Shin Mem Hei, that he learns like the second Mahalach, and not like the Mahalach of Reb Chaim Oizer. And that is because the Or Zeruah over there is discussing the Shaila, is a get kosher if you don't write the name of the Ish and the name of the Isha? Is it possible to have a get that doesn't have the name of the man or the woman? So the Or Zeruah brings that Rabbeinu Simcha holds that a get is possible if it doesn't have the Shem HaIsh VaHaIsha, but Rabbeinu Yoyel holds that it's kosher. Even without mentioning the name of the husband and the wife, still a get could be kosher. The Iker Machloikas there is not negea so much to us. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer, Simin Kuf Chav Tes, Sif Yud Aleph, like Rabbeinu Simcha, that a get is taka pasul if it doesn't have the man and the lady, but if it doesn't have the name of the Ish and the Isha. But the Iker, what's negea to us, is the Or Zeruah's Raya to his Rebbe Rabbeinu Simcha. Rabbeinu Simcha, again, is the one who says that the get is pasul without the Shem HaIsh VaHaIsha. Zokta Or Zeruah, I have a raya to that from Yushalmi, because the Yushalmi in Gittin, Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, Daf Tez Zayin Amar Aleph in the Dafim of the Gemara Yushalmi, says that if you write the name of the man and the woman on the get, Shaloi Lishma, the Sofer, when he wrote the name, he wrote it Shaloi Lishma, then the get is pasul. That's the din of the Yushalmi. The Machlokes Rishayim we just discussed is if you don't write the name of the man Bechlal. Now we're saying if you write the name of the man Shaloi Lishma, the Yushalmi says it's Pasul. Zokta Or Zeruah, that Yushalmi proves to me that if you leave out the name totally, that's also Pasul. Because Ish Shema Yushema Einam Iker Haget, V'kasha Midai Raisa, if it's Kasha Midai Raisa without writing the name Bechlal, Ki Kasam Shaloi Lishma Mayavi, if you write it Shaloi Lishma, how could that be worse? V'hatanya Bizvachim Aval Osh Brank the Or Zeruah, our Gemara, that our Gemara says that since it says the word who by Akhtara Seymurim, so we don't darshan that it's possible because who atzmai shaloi hukteru emurim kasher. Therefore, if it says in that Yushalmi that the name of the husband written shaloi lishma is possible, it must be that you need the name of the ish, because if you wouldn't need the name Bechlal, then it's impossible to say that writing it shaloi lishma will be possible. Nechzi Anan, let's see how the Or Zeruah Zerua approached our Gemara. If he learned our Gemara like Reb Chaim Oizer Svara, then that can't be compared to the discussion over there. Reb Chaim Oizer Svara is only because after the Zrika it was already kosher. So now the Haktaras Emurim can't go back and passel something that was already kosher. That Svara doesn't apply by Get. Over there by Get, at the time that the name was written Shaloi Lishma, the Get was not Hukshar yet. We're still holding in the middle of the Ksivas HaGet. So it's mavur from the fact that the Ur Zeruah Tzushteld, our Gemara, to that discussion by Get, that it has nothing to do with time. It has nothing to do with the fact that it was already kosher. It's a general svara that something that's not ma'akev bichlal, if you do it shaloi lishma, if you do it in an inferior way, that's not going to be worse than not doing it at all. Memeil after Yushalmi says that if you write the name shaloi lishma, it's possible. So that's a raya that you have to write the names on the get, and omitting the names bichlal would be possible. That's what he learns from our Gemara, because the Ur Zeruah understood that that is exactly the svara of our Gemara. That the svara is that if Haktaras Emurim itself is not ma'akev, so surely doing Haktaras Emurim shaloi lishma is not going to be possible. Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMasel Kol HaZvachim, says that even though our Gemara says that by Haktaras Emurim it's not possible to passel a carbon with a Haktaras Shaloi Lishma, that does not mean that there is no requirement of Lishma by Haktaras Emurim. Still, there's a mitzvah to do the Haktaras Emurim, L'shem that carbon, and L'shem that carbon to do it Lishma. It says in our Gemara, who atzmi shaloi hukter emurim kasher. Yeah, that's a svara to tell us that the haktaras emurim shaloi lishma is not going to passel, even by a carbon chatas where it normally passels. But that's all lagabi passeling the carbon. But la mitzvah avada, there is a mitzvah to do the haktaras emurim lishma. However, the Rambam doesn't bring such a halacha. The Rambam, when he talks about Haktaras Emurim, does not say that it has to be done l'shma, and the Lecha Mishnah, and Huchas Maisa HaKarbonis, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Aleph, and the Mishnah Lamelech over there, are Medayik, that the Rambam argues on Tosfos. And the Rambam holds that even l'chatchila, there is no mitzvah to do the Haktara l'shma. The holding of Lishma is in the avoidus of the dam, the shchita, kabbalah, hilach, and the zrika, but Haktaras Emurim has no requirement of Lishma bichlal. And Rav Shach in the Avi Ezri, over there in Maisa Karbonis, Perek Dalid, halacha yud and yud aleph, Rav Shach says that l'chayr there's a mucker to the Rambam from the Sifri in Parshas Re'ei, in Piska Kuf Chavtes, because the Sifri over there is discussing the din of Lishma and Shaloi Lishma by a carbon Pesach, and it says, Yochol Av Hekter Chelboy, I might think that even by Haktaras HaChalovim it has to be Lishma, Talmud Loimar Vizavachta. We learn that from Vizavachta that the Hekter Chalovim does not have to be Lishma. Says Rav Shach, what was the Havamina that Hekter Chalovim has to be Lishma, and you need a Pasuk to tell us that there's not a problem if the Hekter Chalovim is not done Lishma. It clearly is not discussing the psul that with you might have thought that with Hekter Chalovim Shaloi Lishma, the Karban Pesach would be Pasul, because who Atzmai Shaloi Hukteru Emuriv Kasher? Like the svara of our Gemara, by Haktaras Emurim, it's pasha that it's not going to pass all the carbon, because who atzmi shalai hukter emur of kosher? And the lashon of Rav Shach, interestingly, is the eich shayach lepoisloi achar shahoya zrika. How is it possible to passel it after there was already a zrika? The mavur that Rav Shach understood, like Rav Chaim Oizer, that the svara of our Gemara is the first way we explained before, that it's after it's kosher, it can't become possel, like the svara of Rabbi Lezer on Daf Chav Tes. But Al Kapanim says Rav Shach that it's impossible to say that the discussion there was lagabi passeling the Karban Pesach. Elamai, it must be that the discussion of the Sifri is lagabi the mitzvah of Lishma. And Yochel Af Hekter Chelboy means that I might think that there's a din lechatchila, le mitzvah to do the haktaras emurim of the Karban and Pesach, L'shem Pesach, Talmud Loimar V'zavachta, that there's not even a mitzvah. Zok Rav Shach, that's the mucker of the Rambam, that there's not even a mitzvah of Lishma. Tosfos on Daf Beis holds that there is a mitzvah to do it Lishma. So, Frek Rav Shach, L'chayr, there's a raya from this Sifri against Tosfos. However, if you look at Tosfos on Daf Zayin Amid Beis, Dibur HaMaschel V'zavachta Pesach, Tosfos himself brings this Sifri, and Tosfos says, Ve'ein ze besugya shalanu. And some are magia, Ve'ein ze kesugya shalanu. That this Sifri, that drasha does not appear in our sugyas, and seemingly our Gemara doesn't hold like the svara, like the drasha of the Sifri. And if that's the case, it could be that the pshan and the Tosfos is, because in our Gemara, we don't need a drasha. Taka Tosfos learns the pashup shot in that sifri that yachol af hekter chelboy means that there's a havamina that it would actually be possible if you do the haktara seimurim shaloi lishma. And ain zek kesugya shalanu einachanami. Our Gemara here on Daf Hey, and again later on Daf Zayin Amidbeis and Daf Yud Amidbeis say a svara that hu atzmai shaloi hukteru emurim kasher, and therefore there's no tzad in the world that a haktara seimurim shaloi lishma is going to be possible. But the sifri doesn't go with the svara of our sugya. The sifri holds that even a haktara seimurim, which is not required bichlal, if you do it shaloi lishma, there could be a svara to say that it's possible that you messed it up even worse than not doing it bichlal, and therefore the sifri needs a pasuk v'zavachta. So enichanami, if the Rambam learned that the discussion of the sifri is legabi the mitzvah of lishma by haktara seimurim, that sifri would be a good makar to the Rambam that it says Talmud loymer v'zavachta that there is no mitzvah to be makter the emurim lishma. But Tosis, who holds that there is a mitzvah to be makter the emurim lishma, l'chayre will learn that the sifri is discussing the psul of shaloi lishma. Avada, even the maskana of the sifri that there is no psul of shaloi lishma by haktara seimurim, there still is a mitzvah lahakter the emurim of a karban lishma. All the sifri was saying is that you might have thought that it'll be possible with the haktara seimurim shaloi lishma because ein zek kesugya shalanu. The sifri doesn't hold like the svar of our sugya. But enichanami, according to our sugya, there would be no need for a drasha because it would be obvious that if the haktara seimurim is done shaloi lishma, that would not passel the karban. The Gemara says that the word "who" that is said in the parsha of Asham is coming to teach us the din of Rav Huna Amar Rav Asham shenitek l'reiyo ushchatay stam kosher, but only nitek in loy nitek loy. Because since it says the word "who," we dash and bahavayosa yehei that it will remain with its original status as an asham until it's detached from its original status. It's nitek l'reiyo, then it has the din of an oila, and if it's shachtay stam, then it's kosher as a carbon oila. What is the din of asham shenitek l'reiya? So that is the halacha l'maisha misinai that a carbon asham whose owner dies or is niskaper with another carbon, so it's supposed to be left to graze, and then when it gets a mum, you sell it and you buy a carbon oila snadava with this money. When is it chal the status of nitek l'reiya? So Rashi over here, Dibra Amaschel Shanitek says, Sha'amru loy bezdin hoitziyuhu v'yira. And Rashi later on Kufyud Bezamar Aleph says as well, V'nimlach bebezdin v'amru loy yira. It sounds like nitek l'reiya means when there's a psak of bezdin, that bezdin tells him that he's supposed to let the animal graze. Rashi over here, Dibra Amaschel Nitakin, also mentions Mishanimsa l'reiya, that it's chal nitek l'reiya only after it's handed over to the shepherd. And Rashi on Kuf Tezvav Amid Beis says the same thing, umasruhu l'reiya. So it sounds like from Rashi you need two things. First of all, that it's nimlach bebezdin, that bezdin paskins for him, that it should give it over to the shepherd. And then umasruhu l'reiya, you have to actually give it over to the reiya. The Meiri in Nazir Daf Chafhei Amid Beis brings that there's two shitas about nitek l'reiya. V'nituk ze yesh mefarshim shanimsa l'reiya. Some hold it's only when it's nimsa l'reiya. V'yesh mefarshim isha hoitzi ha-gizbar b'sfasav sheyelech l'reiya. When the gizbar says with his lips, when he says openly, sheyelech l'reiya. It's mashma that it's two different opinions, but here in the Rashi, and in Rashi's in a number of other places, it's mashma that you need both points, that Bezdin or the Gizbar paskins and says that it should go l'reiya, and then the actual Mesira l'reiya, then it's nitik l'reiya. This halacha l'moshe misinai that said that kol shebechatos mesa, any of the five chatois mesais, if the same story would happen by an asham, so by an asham it has to be roya, the animal has to be left to graze. Rashi in Psachim Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph and in Bava Kama Kuf Yud Amid Beis and in a number of other places says that the nusach of the halacha Moshe Misinai was kol shebechatos mesa ba'asham roya. However, Tosis over here, Dibur HaMaschil Hagah, brings in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that the actual Lashon of the Halacha Moshe Misinai was Kol Shebechatos Mesa Ba'asham Karev Oila. The Halacha Moshe Misinai said that it would be Karev Oila. This that we hold that it has to graze, it has to be Roya, that's a Takonas Chachamim. The Chachamim were Mesakim that you should let it graze, that it should have a din of re'iyah. But that's not part of the actual halacha l'moshe misinai. That's a machloikis between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. It's interesting, the Brisker Rav in the Chidushei Maron Riz Halevi, Hilchas Psulei HaMuktashim, Perik Hei Halacha Ches, is ma'irer, seemingly a stira. that in Tmura Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph and in other places it says that whatever is left over from an Asham, the Moisar Asham, is Yiplu L'Nedava L'Kayetz HaMizbeach, and it's Mevur that that's the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that there's a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that the money that we have from the Moisar Asham, we buy with it a Nedava L'Kayetz HaMizbeach. Whereas the Gemara later on, Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, brings the Mishnah in Shkalim, Perek Vav Mishnah Vav, that says that it's a medrash that Shadarash Yahayada HaKayin, a drasha that Yahayada HaKayin darshins, that it says, Asham Hu Ashoim Asham Lashem, that anything that comes from an Asham, a Meiser Asham, Yilokach Bohen Oilois, Habasa Lashem, Vahoirois Lakayanim. You buy with it a carbon oila, the basar goes Lashamayim, and the oirois, the hides, are given to the Kayanim. What is the chiddush of the drashas Yahayada HaKayin, Frekta Briskerav? We have already a halacha l'moshe Misinai, that says that the Meiser Asham is Yiplu L'Nedava L'Kayetz HaMizbeach, which means that a carbon oila is brought. So what did Yehoyada HaKayin Darshan, what was his drasha adding to the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? So the Chidushei Agri is over here, in our sugya brings that the Ravid in Tiras Kayanim and the Vilna Gaon in his Pirish and Masechta Shkalim, brought down by his Talmud, Rabbi Yisrael Shklover, in the Pirish Taklin Chadatin in Shkalim, it's in Perek Vav, Halacha Dalet of Shkalim, the Ravid and the Vilna Gaon say that Enechanami, the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai already said that you're supposed to buy a carbon oila with the money. The whole Chiddush of the Drasha of Yahayada HaKayin is that the Oirois go L'Kayanim. That was the whole chiddush. However, the Briskerav is medayik from Rashi and Psachim Daf Ayin Gimel that the etzem din that you bring a carbon oila is part of the drasha of Yahayada HaKayin. So L'chaira, we already know that from the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Says the Briskerav, Rashi learns that the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai didn't say that you buy a carbon oila with the money. All it said is that the Moisar Asham, the money of the Asham, is Yiplu Demeyam L'Nedava, that it has to be brought as a Nedava, L'Kayetz HaMizbeach. But it doesn't say what type of Nedava. Yahayada HaKayin darshined that it's brought as an oila L'Hashem, and Abasa L'Hashem, V'Oiris L'Kayinim. But that, the etzem fact that it's brought a carbon oila from this money is part of the drasha of Yahayada HaKayin. So it's kedai to point out that we just mentioned the machlokes, Rashi and Tosis, what was the nusach of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. According to Rashi, the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai was Kol Shebechatas Mesa Ba'asham Raya. According to Tosis, the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai was Kol Shebechatas Mesa Ba'asham Karev Oila. So the vart that the Briskerav says, Bidas Rashi, that the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai did not tell us specifically which type of carbon to bring. It just said that you should bring a Nedava, and it was Yahayada HaKayin who told us that it would be an Oila. That only stims with Rashi L'Shitasai, that Rashi holds that the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai was Ba'asham Raya, so that means that you graze, and then it gets a mum, and with that money, you sell it, and with that money, you buy a carbon. So then you could say that the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai didn't say what type of carbon to bring. That was Yahayada HaKayin who dashed Habasa L'Hashem, because it's brought as a carbon oila. But according to Taisis B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai itself said, Kol Shebechatas Mesa Ba'asham Karev Oila. It said that it has to be brought as an oila. So if there's a gzeira midrabanan to be raya, so, but Avada, afterwards, you buy with it a carbon oila, because the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai already said that it has Kedushas oila, Ba'asham Karev oila. If that's the case, you can't say that Yahayada HaKayin was the one who taught us that you have to bring a carbon oila. That was already licked in the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. You're going to have to say in Rabbeinu Tam, like the Shita of the Ravid and the Vilna Gaon, that the Drash of Yahayada HaKayin was just coming to teach us that the oira is go l'akayanim. But the fact that you have to bring a carbon oila, that is already included in the lashon of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of Kol Shebechatas Mesa Ba'asham Karev Oila. The Gemara in Nazir Daf Chafei Amid Beis and in Tmura Daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph says that in these cases of Asham Shenitik L'Re'iyah, there's an Isser Asay to be makriv the carbon. You're supposed to bring it L'Re'iyah, and if you're makriv the carbon, there's an Isser Asay. The Sfasemis over there in Tmura Daf Yud Ches wonders, what's the case of this Isser Asay? How are you over the Isser Asay? The Gemara darshins it from a pasuk, Rak Kodeshecha, pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, but what is the case of the Isser Asay? Bishlama, according to Rashi, so the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai was Kol Shebechatas Mesa, Ba'asham Raya. So you're supposed to be Raya. So if you're makriv the carbon, you're over on the Asay. That I understand. You shouldn't be makriv this animal, you should let it graze. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai was Kol Shebechatas Mesa, Ba'asham Karev Oila. So how are you over the Asay by being makrivit? If you're makrivit L'Shem Oila, That was the Ikar Adin, according to the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, to do. And as Mavur in our Gemara, even if you're Makir Vitztam, it's a kosher to be a Hakravas Oila. So how would you be over the Asay? Elama, you're over the Asay if you're Makir Vit L'Shem Asham. If you're not Makir Vit L'Shem Oila. But that's a regular Hakravas Oila, L'Shem Asham, which is Asr because of the regular din of Shinui Kaidish, that we have a din of Maitzah Svasecha Tishmar, that you're not supposed to be Makir B'Shinui Kaidish. According to Taisis and Avdal Ramir Aleph, that's the drasha of Maitzah Svasecha Tishmar. According to Rashi and Avbeis, that's the Avera of Lo Yechashev. But Al Kolponim, that's the regular Isurim that we know already of Shinui Kaidish. So what do you need is new drasha, a new Isser Asay of Rak Kodesh Echa. But the Shita Mekubetzes over there in Temura, in the Hashmatas in Ois Hei, brings that the Ri asked this Kasha, because the Ri held like Rabbeinu Tam that the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai was Ba'asham Raya, Ba'asham Kariv Oila, and if that's the case, Frek the Ri, when is the Isser Negea? If you Shechta L'Shem Oila, that's not the Isser Asay. Elamai, we're talking about that you Shechta L'Shem Asham, but that's the regular Isser of Moitzah Svasecha Tishmar, that the Shita Mekubetzes brings from the Ri, that is the Isser of Shinui Kaidish. Zok the Shita Mekubetzes in the name of the Ri, that really that Isser Asay is from the Pasuk of Rak Kodesh Echa, is teaching us when this Asham Shanitak L'Re'iyah, which is supposed to be brought as an Oila, when you Shecht it L'Shem Asham, that's where there's the Isser Asay. Ay L'Chayra, that's the regular din of Shinui Kaidish. Zok the Ri, Ein Zeh Shinui Kaidish Kishah Shachtay L'Shem Asham, Kivan She'ikaroi Bamei Asham, L'Hachi Itztrich Rak. When you shecht a regular oila l'shem asham, that's shinui kodesh. But this carbon originally was an asham. Ikaroi bamei asham. Now the din is that the asham is transformed to kedushas oila. But then if you shecht such an oila l'shem asham, that's not going to be called shinui kodesh. And mamela, you need a special isra asay of rak. And it seems that the svara of the Shita Mekubetzes is that even though this Asham is nitik l'ri'iyah, and now has the din that it has kedushas oila, it's supposed to be brought as an oila, but it's not a regular carbon oila. It's maisar asham oila. It's the remainder of an asham, the shirayim of an asham, that's what's brought as an oila. But zesh shemayla oilam, the name of the carbon is not a carbon oila. It's maisar asham oila. And therefore, if you shecht it l'shem asham, that can't be called a regular shinui kaidish. There has to be a special isser asay of rak kodesh echa to teach us that is asr with the isser asay, but it's not a regular Shinui Kodesh, because this is not a regular carbon oila. This is a Maisar Asham oila. And a mucker to this Svara we could find L'Chaira in our Sugya. Because in our Sugya, the Gemara says that Rav Huna and Rav Nachman said that an Asham Nami Asi La'achamisa. We find the case of an Asham that comes La'achamisa. And it's the din of Maisar Asham oila. So L'Chaira, that doesn't make any sense. What is that? That's not a case of an Asham that's Asi La'achamisa. It's transformed to an oila. Why is that called an example of Asham La'achamisa? And Taka Rav Sheshes is Madcha. Rav Sheshes says, though, Asham L'mai Karev L'maisaray, that's only if it's Maisar. But what was the Svar of Rav Huna and Rav Nachman? What was the Havamina Bechlal to say that this is an example of an Asham that's brought La'achamisa? But Lafi, the Svar of the Shita Mekubetzes in Tmura, in the name of the Ri, that's not a regular carbon oila. That's a Maisar Asham oila. And if you Shechta L'Shem Asham, it doesn't have the regular din of Shinui Kodesh. Then we understand the Svar of Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, that this is a carbon that has in it the Shem Asham. It's Maisar Asham. And still it's brought La'achamisa. True, it's brought as an oila, but it's a Maisar Asham oila. And therefore that could be a dogma that it's brought La'achamisa. And still Rav Sheshes says, since La'maisa it's not a carbon Asham mamish, it's a Maisar Asham oila, therefore you don't have a makar that a carbon Asham can be brought La'achamisa. But Al-Kopanim, the Shita Mekubetzes says that since that's a Maisar Asham oila, it doesn't have the regular status of a Shinui Kodesh if you shecht the carbon oila. And that's the pshat in the drasha of the Gemara in Nazir and in Temura that says that if a Maisar Asham Oila is Shechti L'Shem Asham, you don't have the regular Isser of Shinui Kodesh, but you have the Isser Asay that's learned out from Rak Kodesh Echa.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.